Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is that OJ or Adam Rank, who's in the Gresham Keefe Fantasy League and is tanking it right now? Doesn't matter, because Scheim and Keefe are here to help you win your fantasy league. Fantasy waiver wire pickups are brought to you by Cars for Kids. Speaking of pickup, if you donate your car today, it can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. K for Keith.
That's right. We got week 13 pickups. What? That's right. Week 13. So only a couple of weeks left in most standard regular seasons.
In well-run fantasy
leagues. Correctly run, and now you got the extra week, but still, you shouldn't be playing week 18. So you have 2 weeks and then 3 weeks of playoffs. The bye weeks are still rolling on. So no Browns, Packers, Titans, or Panthers this week. So certainly a bunch of guys that you're probably starting. So here are some pickups. Scheim, I'm going to go first here with a guy who had a chance to be the starter, then was no longer the starter, and now is back to being the starter again. That'd be Chuba Hubbard of the Carolina Panthers, because Christian McCaffrey is out. He is done for the season. Now the Panthers are on a bye.
What a shock.
So this is one that if you're in a pinch for this week, Chuba Hubbard won't help you, but maybe it helps you actually acquire him, and then you can use him for the regular season finale and into your playoffs.
The other guy in that backfield to keep an eye on, who's probably even less rostered than Chuba Hubbard, is Ameer Abdullah. He came in, played pretty well once they picked him up, and might have even outplayed Chuba Hubbard in some spots.
How dare you?
He'll catch a lot more passes as well than Chuba Hubbard did, so just keep an eye on that. Mm-hmm. The guy that I have to mention this week, and normally we don't do this, he is rostered in over 50% of Yahoo leagues, but it's such a big deal. Dalvin Cook just got injured. He's going to be out at least a few weeks. Alexander Mattison is a guy that could literally come in and win you your league if he is a free agent. This guy is going to get every touch. He is a legitimate workhorse backup running back, which is very rare in the NFL. The two games this season, Dalvin Cook didn't play. Alexander Mattison had 112 yards rushing with 6 catches for 59 yards, and then 113 yards rushing with 7 catches for 40 yards. This guy gets a ton of touches in this offense, so you make sure Alexander Mattison is picked up in your league.
All right, I'm going to go. This backfield has been tough to figure out this year in Philadelphia, but I'm going to go with Boston Scott. He is available in the vast majority of leagues, and he has gotten 10 or more carries in 4 of the last 5 games that the Eagles have played. And this week, they happen to be going up against the New York Jets, who give up the most points to fantasy running backs. And again, Scott coming off a season-high 15 carries, 64 yards, a touchdown, also had a couple of catches. So out of all those guys in that backfield, grab Boston Scott.
So I mentioned Alexander Mattison, who has Detroit this week. Well, Detroit has some running back issues. DeAndre Swift is kind of banged up. So I expect Jamal Williams to get a bunch more touches. They were getting a real kind of close to 50-50 split to start the season. Then Williams got banged up a little bit, so Swift took over. Now that Swift's banged up, I kind of expect Jamal Williams to kind of take over a little bit in this backfield. So make sure he is rostered as well.
Another bad backfield, but somebody's going to have to get the carries. The New York Jets, I'm going to go with Tevin Coleman. Last week, 16 carries for 67 yards. He also caught 2 of his 3 targets. Of course, Michael Carter on IR. It's really Tevin Coleman, Ty Johnson, something called Austin Walter. So I'm going to go. And Walter actually had he had the score last week, but Tevin Coleman had way more carries. So grab Tevin Coleman if you need a back.
And a bit of a dark horse pick for you guys. If he's healthy, he's going to be the starter in New Orleans. That's Taysom Hill. Especially for those of us like myself who have Aaron Rodgers on your team, have a bye week this week. Taysom Hill could be the play. When this guy starts at quarterback, the rushing upside alone is huge for him because inside the red zone, he just takes the ball himself and he scores touchdowns all the time. When this guy started last year, he was a top five fantasy quarterback. I don't want him on my team in real life, but in fantasy, give him to me every
day. Hey, can I say a quick question on Taysom Hill? In most leagues, does Taysom Hill have multiple position availability? So, like, if I know he's going to be the starting quarterback this week, but in my league he's a running back, should I start a quarterback and then still throw Taysom Hill in there as a running back?
If that's an option, sure, but I'm pretty sure that for the most part, Taysom Hill is listed as a quarterback just about everywhere now.
Okay. Cut
because
down on that.
Last year, there was a huge controversy where he was listed as quarterback tight end, and so you could start him at tight end and then still start a quarterback.
Yeah.
So it's basically like you have a super flex, and he was popping off too.
Yeah.
So it was kind of tough for a lot of people. But I think this year, for the most part, around every league, he should be listed as a quarterback.
ESPN, he is only a quarterback. That one I know for sure. And my last pickup of the week is DeSean Jackson of the Las Vegas Raiders. Last week, you saw on Thanksgiving, three catches. That's all DeSean Jackson needs some games, 102 yards and a touchdown. He was only targeted four times, but again, it's sort of the classic DeSean Jackson. And now with Darren Waller banged up, you'd have to imagine Derek Carr is going to throw to Hunter Renfrow the most. But then after that, it might be DeSean Jackson. And I know he is available in almost every league.
And Derek Carr wants to throw the ball to DeSean Jackson. Mm-hmm. He loves to throw the ball down the field. He hasn't really had that guy that he's felt comfortable with. DeSean Jackson is that guy. You can guarantee Derek Carr will attack down the field to DeSean Jackson three or four times a game. And it's the guy who has the second most 50-plus yard touchdown catches in NFL history right there. So that's probably a good guy to have.
And there is your waiver wire ads to help you win your fantasy league. Lord knows I learned something because I got three Green Bay Packers and a wide receiver from Carolina on a bye.
Oh,
and Darren Waller's hurt.
If Darren Waller's hurt, by the way, and not going to play, Fabian Moreau is a plug-and-play tight end for you right there. So there you go.
Interesting. But that means I'm going to have to drop Waller to pick him up. That's my problem.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't want to do that. We head to the top of the hour. We're inside 48 hours to the end of Major League Baseball for this year, and the signings. Are the Red Sox going to do anything? And what did Brett Favre say about Mac Jones? That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.